Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. God is God. I am Dave. This actually means something. Jude 1:8-10 says this. In the same way, these people who claim authority from their dreams, live immoral lives, defy authority, and scoff at the supernatural beings. But even if Michael, one of the mightiest of the angels, did not dare to accuse the devil of blasphemy, but simply said, "The Lord rebuke you." This took place when Michael was arguing with the devil about Moses' body. But these people scoff at things they do not understand. Like unthinking animals, they do whatever their instinct tells them. And so they bring about to their own destruction. I once was asked to speak to several pastors, many whom no longer use the Bible as a foundation for their messages. Instead, because of time constraints, they relied on their dreams. In a strange way, they thought this made them the final authority on spiritual matters. They believed that their dreams were from God, and that anything they dreamed would certainly be worthy of teaching to others. Satan is alive and well and fears only one thing, the Word of God. It is with the Word of God that Satan is defeated. Satan cannot stand against what God says. Though I may speak and think as cleverly and powerfully as I possibly can, Satan can outtalk me and outthink me every time. If God says something, Satan is helpless, defeated, and rendered powerless. Satan will do whatever it takes to make sure that people are not in God's Word. He knows that God's Word alone will expose the satanic methods, and that is God's Word will give power to the powerless. There are some today who minimize the enemy, to the enemy's delight, mind you, because they do not understand how Satan works. They decide that they have figured out how he must work, and they live their lives in the arena of their understanding rather than the arena of truth. They begin to scoff at those who cling to truth, calling them narrow-minded, legalistic, and even fundamentalists. What they are really doing is exalting their minds, their thinking, and their way of life. They are really saying, "If I don't understand it, it cannot be." And thereby they seek to reduce God and the unseen realm to what they find understandable. Those who live by their own understanding are false teachers, for we are told much that goes way beyond our understanding. Those who live by their own understanding live by their instincts rather than by wisdom. Instinct instructs us to satisfy our urges and justify our desires. Wisdom dictates prudence in our actions. This is Dave Wager with the program Thinking Aloud from the leadership team of Relate365.com on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.